record high temperatures in May led to serious wildfires near San Diego, months before the fire season is usually underway. This followed nearly 3 years of drought and the driest year on record in 2013. It left the brush tinder dry, says Captain Richard Cordova, a spokesman for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, known as CAL FIRE.
When we have higher temperatures, lower humidity, and you throw winds in there, it's just a recipe for extreme fire danger. And when we see those, all those three elements come together, CAL FIRE reacts and starts moving equipment around.
At this firefighter air base in the town of Hemet, a CAL FIRE air tactical unit trains to stay prepared. Helicopters take crews to the scene of wildfires, and tankers drop flame retardant from the air. Mike Venable is a contract pilot who flies an air tanker for CAL FIRE, sometimes dousing minor fires on local grasslands.
Everything from that to the challenging 12, 14,000 foot peaks, maybe up in the high Sierras or, you know, in the forests that surround our base here. So it's a very big variety of flying. Some can be very dangerous, some not so dangerous.
Pilots and firefighters keep their bags packed and aircraft ready. Daily weather briefings alert them to potential hotspots. Careful tracking of fuel load and weather help with flight planning. Battalion Chief Travis Alexander says aircraft are stationed throughout California and can reach a fire in minutes and are there to back up ground crews.
The aircraft in this agency is just one of many tools. We have the hand crews, the dozers, engine companies, a variety of other assets. The air program comes in as a support function.
At a nearby fire station, crews stay ready to fight both urban and wildland blazes. Air and ground crews work to keep fires away from homes and other buildings, says pilot Mike Venable.
If you're able to help somebody on the ground, save a house, keep a firefighter out of a hazardous situation, that's rewarding.
It's a continuing effort to stay ahead of the fires. State officials say they have hired 300 new firefighters in addition to thousands on staff throughout California, and their job this year is likely to be a tough one. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Hemet, California.